Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's head down the country now to Moutere in the Tasman district, where a husband and wife team are making black gold, black garlic. Neudorf Black is the country's biggest producer of black garlic. It's being snapped up in restaurants and home kitchens alike. And to tell us more, Noel Jelsma and his partner Tina are the people behind Neudorf Black. And Noel joins me now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora, Emil. Great to be on the show.
It's lovely to have you here. Tell us, first of all, what is black garlic? Is it fermented? Is that why it's black?
Well, yeah, fermentation's part of the story. But fundamentally, it's beautiful, fresh, white garlic that gets very gently slow-cooked. Mm. And by applying gentle heat to it and the right amount of humidity, you allow the Maillard reaction to take place. And all the natural sugars get darker and sweeter and softer until you have these beautiful flavors develop in the garlic. And as part of that process, it turns from white fully through to black, hence the name black garlic.
The Maillard reaction, that's the one that makes the onions, when they have been sautéed, taste delicious, as opposed to raw onions, which do not taste delicious.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a close cousin to that. Caramelization is a slightly higher temperature process.
Right.
But it's the first cousin to that process, for sure.
Okay, so what do you do? Because you folks have not an industrial thing going on now, but I mean, you know, you are the biggest producer of black garlic. How do you actually do it? You get the cloves of garlic from a garlic supplier, presumably.
Yeah, we're quite lucky to be sort of in the South Island, yeah, where the conditions for growing garlic are fantastic. And, you know, a couple of New Zealand's largest garlic growers are just over the Whangamoas over in Blenheim. And they do a fantastic job producing New Zealand-grown garlic. So I drive over there with a trailer and pick up a ton of garlic at a time and bring it back here and put it into our oven and take it through our process.
What's your process? Can you tell me? Or is that like the KFC herbs and spices?
Well, fortunately, there's no secret ingredients or herbs and spices. The process of making black garlic is actually an ancient one, and there's really nothing secret about it. You can Google how to make black garlic, and there's a hundred different ways online, and all of them will give you some reasonable end result. So we cook ours for 6 weeks, and that's a result of trial and error to figure out the best time. And that gives you beautiful deep flavors. It gives you amazing shelf life. And by doing it that slowly and at a low enough temperature, you also preserve all the nutrients in the garlic.
You mentioned it's an ancient process. Black garlic, originally it comes from East Asia, this technique, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sort of South Korea, Japan. I think they're still fighting over who is claiming bragging rights
nice.
For it.
Yeah.
But it's roughly that part of Asia where it was initially developed. And it's still very popular in that part of Asia as well.
Did I hear you rightly when you say you cook it for 6 weeks?
6 whole weeks, continuously,
and
24/7.
24/7, really?
Yeah. It's a big process.
Your house must smell unbelievable.
I do tell people when I'm talking to them at food shows and markets, I say, look, you can make black garlic at home if you hate your neighbours. Luckily, we don't have our neighbours, and we have a very well-sealed oven chamber inside a commercial kitchen, and we're able to vent away the garlic smell so it doesn't cause too many problems.
What does it taste like in comparison with non-black garlic?
Well, it doesn't have the pungency of fresh white garlic. Uh-huh. The cooking process really mellows the flavour, and you end up with this rather luscious umami flavour. It's a balsamic-y, truffly set of flavours. The natural sweetness is dramatically enhanced. So when you taste black garlic, the first thing that hits you is how remarkably sweet it is. Mm. Then you think, hold on, where's the pungency? Where's the bite? And that's not there, but you have this lovely, deep, rich sort of umami depth that comes through, and that's what makes it such a fantastic ingredient to use in cooking.
And you actually discovered it at the local market in Nelson, when you discovered it, you know, personally. You tried it for the first time pretty close to where you are now.
Yeah, it was the strangest set of circumstances. We had been living in Singapore for a number of years. We came back to Nelson, where we bought a property, and it was right here at Nelson Market, Saturday Market, that we first tasted it. And we thought, wow, this stuff is amazing, and didn't think much of it then. We went back to Singapore for another couple of years, and then we started thinking about what we were going to do when we came home. And as luck would have it, the chap that was making this lovely black garlic was looking to sell his business and his recipe. So we thought, well, that sounds like a bit of us.
Great stuff. Marge has just texted in and wants me to compliment you on Noidorf black garlic, saying that Marg tried it when visiting Nelson a few years ago and now always has a jar on in the fridge. So there you go.
Oh, that's lovely.
We've got
Thank you, Marge. One
happy customer there at least. just finally, Noel, we have a recipe of yours on our webpage for listeners to give black garlic a try. It's a creamy portobello mushroom dish with black garlic puree. Now, we've got about a minute left, but in cooking, can black garlic pretty much be one-to-one subbed in place of regular garlic, or do you have to be a bit more selective about when you use it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be very selective, because white garlic and black garlic have quite a different flavour profile. Mm. Black garlic doesn't have the pungency, and some dishes you really want that flavour kick. Black garlic also is something that you should add at the end of the cooking process, right, not the start. It's already been cooked. If you put it in a hot pan, you can burn it.
Okay, now that makes sense. Urging constraint.
A little goes a long way with black garlic.
Be a bit selective about it. Lovely stuff. Noel Jasmine, thanks so much for coming on the show this evening. It's been nice chatting to you.
A pleasure. Thanks, Emil.
That is Noel Jelsma. Noel and his partner Tina are the folks behind Noidorf Black, a black garlic producer operating out of Motere in the Tasman district.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.